Welcome, listeners, to the start of Spooky Month at Shoujo, where we don't actually do anything relating to being spooky. It just happens to be October. And so that's why I am doing that in our intro.
We should actually, have there been any shows we had that had a Halloween episode?
No, because they don't do Halloween in Japan.
They don't?
We had like Spooky Sawako last year, I think.
Is that true? I feel like they do stuff.
Is that the previous? No. Is that, do they? They have like the closest thing would be like the school festival when they had to do like the haunted house or something. But wait until we cover The Wallflower. It's spooky all the time for that show.
Okay.
Which someone posted in the Shoujo Reddit being like, anybody remember this show? And I was like, hell yeah. The show is weird, but really funny.
Okay.
It's October.
It's October. Well, actually, it's not October. Yeah, when it comes out, it will be. And then I'll have all of my decorations up by then, hopefully.
Oh my God, you're decorating?
Yeah, I
have
decorations.
Are you throwing a party?
No.
Oh. Well, that's fun that you're decorating. I'm just like, it's just me. I don't need
Yeah, no, it's fun. I have decorations. I don't do it every year, but I'm going to do it this year because I didn't do it last year because I was out of town
most of last year. Gotcha.
Oof. Well, I guess I'll be out of town for some of this month, but whatever.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, that's right. Yep. So, yeah. Well, this is the part where we pretend that we're actually friends and care about hearing each other's previous week and how it went.
Oh, is that what you do during
like
this segment?
Keep up appearances.
You pretend to care what I have to say?
No, I super care.
That's
Joe.
So cruel. I'm just going to start lying now.
Okay. I want to hear what.
This weekend I went to the moon.
Is gonna...
It was boring. I don't know why anybody would go there. Did you buy a car yet?
No. I'm like for realsies looking though. I never thought I would get. I'm like even considering a Mazda. And I was like, ew, Mazdas. I hate their logo, but desperate times. So no, not yet. And I haven't gotten a couch either. Those are like the things I need in life currently. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, cricket, zip it. What could you possibly be grumbling at? Trying to think of what else. Autumn sale started today on Steam. So I've got some games lined up to get already.
Oh.
What were they again? The Isle, which is like a survival dinosaur game that I guess has been in early development for like, or early access forever, which means it's like, but it's on sale. So they're still engaging with their Steam page and have updates, whatever. South of Midnight, which looks freaking sick. I don't know very much about it, except for it looks awesome. And then there's Rival Stars Horse Racing VR editions. I'm going to be riding horses in VR and having a virtual bond with them. And it'll be wonderful.
Wow.
And then I'm going to get the Jurassic Park Classic Games collection of games. Classic games of which I never played. Because for some reason, even though I love Jurassic Park, my mom never bought me Jurassic Park stuff.
Because
I got girl stuff.
There are no girls in Jurassic Park. Famously.
Anyways.
Cool. How about a Steam Deck?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's on sale now. Did you get it was on sale or did you buy it before it was? Or it's been on sale for a bit? Like $300 now.
No, I didn't get the one that's the one that's on sale is like the low end one. I did not get that one.
Did you get like the OLED
I got the mid-tier one. Yeah, I got the OLED one.
Okay, I don't have that one. I just have the OG. But the best of the OG.
Yeah,
nice.
So I can...
You haven't gotten it? Because I got mine really fast after
I got mine.
It.
Yeah, I have it. It's over
here.
Yeah,
how exciting.
You said it was really complicated to put, like, GOG and Epic Games on there. It was
like...
incredibly easy.
Okay, I'm lazy.
I've also put a lot of emulators on this thing, too. Also, very easy to do.
Okay.
For, like, the 5 games I've... gone out of my way to actually convert into digital.
And what are those?
Well, I guess I will. I don't have a reason to play them. It's like some of the Kingdom Hearts ones, which doesn't matter because I have it on Epic Games now.
Uh-huh.
And then I have some PS2 games that I also did that with back in the day.
Gotcha. Okay, but you're just like, using the ones you already have access to.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, yeah. But yeah, so that's okay.
Uh-huh.
You, so I haven't really played it.
Do you play in bed and now instead of dropping a book on you, it's gonna be a Steam Deck?
I don't know. I haven't played anything yet because I beat the game I was playing, which I played Knuckle Sandwich, which is like a role-playing game. It's like an indie game. It's game maker kind of look to it. But it's really interesting because it has like the same kind of feel as Earthbound, but it's not, because apparently the developer is Australian and was like, that game was not released here, so I did not play it. But it's very similar in like the tone and kind of like you just kind of go around this weird city and meet weird people and do stuff. But the gameplay is like, it's kind of turn-based RPG, but you do a bunch of like WarioWare mini games more or less.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty fun. And also, very fortunate for me, they had options to be like, you can just skip combat sequences if you want.
Ah, sweet.
There is a lot of repetitive combat in there that I did not want to do. Mm. So there's like all these options for like, you can reduce how much damage they do to you, or you can like up how much damage you do. So I could just like made them all 20% faster, basically.
Uh-huh.
It's good. Yeah. I like that. There are always conversations about difficulty in video games, but have you considered the fact that I don't give a shit about the gameplay after a certain point in time?
I think it's nice to have, you know, both ends, either make it more difficult or make it easier.
Yeah, and I like
shame. You're just experiencing the game you wanna.
Customizable options are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
indeed they are.
So I did that. I've 100% of Kingdom Hearts 1, so I can stop doing that. I can move on to Chain of Memories.
That's not two.
It's not two.
Was that the PSP version or the PSP one?
There was a Game Boy Advance one, and then they remade it in like a 3D thing. I don't know how long we will stick with it. That game's not very good. I have beaten it before.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Gotcha.
We'll see on that one.
I'm trying to think if there's other, like, the only series that I replay is like, and I don't know, is it a series if there's only two?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I replay KOTOR, I replay Mass Effect, and I replay Dragon Age. And the only one I dread replaying sometimes is Dragon Age, because there's some like, where it's like, oh, I like this part of this game, but then this other part I don't like is a part of the game too, so it's like a pain in the ass to replay.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, what are other series that those are only ones that I know them so well, so it's like, versus, I guess it's probably been a while since you played Kingdom Hearts or
it's been a while. I'm just like, I have them all, I'll just play through all of them, why not? I like these games, so I was just gonna go through and do all that stuff. But now that I've beaten that and I've beaten Knuckle Sandwich, I guess I can go back to playing KOTOR 2, something I took a break from a long period of time. I don't think that's going to work on my Steam Deck because I installed a bunch of mods.
Just to make it work.
Make the game work correctly. So that'll be, I don't think I'm going to be, I'll have to play that on my desktop, but that's fine. I can play everything else on my Steam Deck.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then we can do our bonus episode about something other than Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah,
I'm supposed to watch the.
Yeah, I haven't done that either. We have a bonus episode coming up. We haven't quite figured out what we're gonna do. We'll probably watch it this week. Maybe we'll talk about it next weekend.
Totally.
Okay, that's not inspiring confidence at all.
Doing it.
Should we watch it together? Because it's on YouTube. We're gonna watch the Rose of Versailles Lady Oscar movie, and it's on YouTube. So if you want to watch it, listener, you will probably have time to do that.
Should we record our live reactions to it?
No, I thought about doing that because, like, you know, you can do like a listen along podcast, but I don't know if people like those, like a commentary track kind of thing. Do people give it a try?
I don't know. I've never listened to a podcast like that, but just to save ourselves work.
We would have to do is do the listen along and then record the bonus and decide which one to release.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We can do that.
Because the problem
it turns out like The Ring, where it's like, oh, we can make an episode out of this, and then
Well, then we don't make an episode about it, or we combine it with the manga episode, which is probably going to be long.
Listeners,
but like, yeah.
Let us know if you want to hear our unreleased mediocre The Ring, the Japanese original movie bonus episode.
Did we even do it? I don't even think we did. We recorded that? We did. I don't even remember doing it. It was bad.
If you still have your half of it, yeah.
I probably do. Yeah, I don't think commentary would be good because I don't think this is a movie people are going to like. So I don't want to be like, you could only listen to this bonus episode if you also watch the movie.
But I thought we were going to just laugh at it the whole
time. I'm sure we are. I don't know. We can try it. Maybe we'll give it a shot and decide. If there's long sequences where we don't say anything, then maybe we won't. But that could be like a fun little experiment.
Mm. Yep.
Who knows if we'll do
you
it?
You guys love to hear us.
Let us know if we do it in the future. Yeah. Yeah, this is the way we plan. This is the only time we do anything together, so.
Oh, that's not true. We're fake friends.
Yeah.
No, we are friends. I'm just very much not a, like, talk, except for when we're doing something friend.
Oh, and I'm just busy all the time.
Doing something when we're, that's, Joe has a life. I'm starting to have a life, too, though.
Yeah.
Just wait until I have a car and I can go places.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to live it up.
A road trip every week. They're making a second code vein. I'm looking at my Steam. I forgot about that.
I saw that. Well, you never played Code Vein, did you?
Did
you get it to play with me? And then I was like, fuck you.
Exactly what happened. And then I just beat it on my own. And I'm like, that game was okay.
Hey, plushies. These are my toys, not yours, Pepper.
I'm looking at this Code Vein trailer. This chick has enormous boobs.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But they're also making Neo 3, which I still haven't beaten Neo 2, but if it has as good of a customizer as Neo 2, I'm definitely playing it.
Okay. That's good.
That one's cool because it's like it's like Japanese folklore kind of Souls like thing, so it's all the like, I don't know, you know, like Oni and spirits and stuff.
Sure, I've never played it, but okay.
Yeah, that's so bad. I'm terrible because I'm like, yeah, I got someone to start playing it with me, and then we never finished it.
Yeah, it's kind of your signature move, huh?
No, actually, I did it twice.
Okay. Great.
Like, I tried to play through that. I've used the same character, but I started playing Neo 2 with my ex, and then we broke up. And then I started playing with a friend, and then we just never finished it. And maybe third time's the charm.
Third time's the charm. That's true. This could be
it. You know me. I'm such a good committer.
One day I'll play Baldur's Gate 3.
I just want to have a pool party. I think that's
fun. Oh my god, more people? We could barely coordinate with two, and you want to put more people in it?
I know, we already talked about this. Maybe if there's more people, like, I'd be trying to impress Jenny or something, and then I would do it more, maybe, you know?
I mean, I guess. Nope. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a possibility. Anything's possible with a popsicle. I don't know. I have not had any success, like, playing games with people, like, coordinating that. In like a while, like not just you, it's just like anybody. I think it's impossible. I think it's impossible to play games with your friends in 2025. I think it's you just can't do it anymore.
Mm.
Gaming with friends is over. I'm announcing it here. That's the end. I hope you enjoyed time with your friends. It'll never happen again. Heard it here first. I'm just looking at the Steam page.
Oh man. Mm. Oh yeah. There's like a lot on sale, like the there's something else I was contemplating getting, but it's kind of pricey.
It's expensive. Playing games is expensive.
Good thing. Well, I still shouldn't be spending money. I was like, at least I don't have kids sucking away my money.
That's true. You would have less money if you did have kids. That is extremely true.
I have a shirt that's I'm wearing a shirt that says, I hope both teams have fun. Isn't that a good shirt?
Oh, aren't you such a nice sports enjoyer? Spectator. You're the sports enjoyer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Unlike the show we're watching, which is definitely not about having fun.
No. Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Sometimes they have fun.
Not right now.
Usually it seems like they're not having fun at all, and then they tell us later that they had fun. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that true to form, though?
It's because we're mostly paying attention to Tai Chi, and Tai Chi's never having fun because his life sucks.
That's true. But it does make me wonder if that's just...
Other people have fun.
Is that just the truth about playing sports, is you just like, you don't have a good time, and then at the end you're like, that was great? Because that was true about marching band in high school. I was in marching band for 2 years, and everyone was always talking about how great it was, and they're like, oh yeah, it really, you know, it sucks to be in it because you're working, doing all this stuff, and then you get to the end and you're like, wow, all of that was worth it. And at the end of my first year, I got to the end and I was like, wow, that was not worth it at all, that sucked.
And
nobody agreed with me, apparently.
You know, I think like with cross country, now I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? And at the time, I was just like, this is just what I do, I guess. But track, I had fun doing track as I was doing it. Not during cross country. Nope.
Yeah. No. I mean, listen, I liked playing an instrument.
No, I don't think I actively think like, oh, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
When I'm.
That's too bad. Because I like playing an instrument. I'm like, I sure wish I could just play an instrument in high school instead of having to do marching band, but you couldn't.
Maybe if it's something that's more, well, this isn't really Jakarta at all, but like if it's something where you're doing it with other people, because then you get to like experience it together, then it's more fun versus like
that's
being the slowest in the varsity girls and then running alone and everyone's like not huffing and puffing and chit-chatting in front of you.
I guess so, but that feels like cult stuff to me. So no, I don't agree.
Yeah,
because the only thing I ever talk about is how much it sucks. I'm like, can you guys believe we're doing this thing that sucks? That's crazy. I don't think they'd appreciate that.
Do you guys ever do like games? I bought a game, like a card game. It would be fun to play in like on Discord with the group, the server.
Oh, like the activities? Hoop. Or what do you mean? Like tabletop simulator?
Yeah, it's like a... Well, no. It's like a... No, like I got a game. Like a card game, physically. Pepper, shut up! And it's basically something you could do for free without cards. But I was like, oh, but then I don't have to think of the things. The prompts. Hold on.
If you're talking to me, you're muted.
Crap! I was muted! Gosh darn it. Okay, this game has a dumb name. It's called Put a Finger Down. It's basically never have or was it
never have I ever?
What? Yeah. And so, but it just has cards with the prompts written, and they have like normal, and then they have 18 and up, and then they even have a QR code that says unlock or too naughty to print cards.
Wow.
But
oh, the printing press is not gonna like this one.
Yeah. But like, you know, put a finger up and it's like, if you, well, this is, I only have the 18 and up, unpacked. Cause I was just like, what's in here? So I'm not going to read one of those on the podcast, but I was like, it'd be fun to just do that, you know, in a video all sometime or something.
Yeah, no, we could play a game. That'd be fun. It'd be fun to do some stuff together.
When Joe's voice goes, that'd be fun. Or like do a high pitch thing. And that means he's like humoring me.
No, that means I'm like, yeah, that's a good suggestion. I'm into it.
Okay. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then if not, everyone can be like, wow, never listen to Sarah again.
If the card game we play alone without the podcast listening in on us is bad.
Well, it'd be a group of us playing together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
We're gonna group judge you. We're going to vote you off the island like it's Survivor.
Which just started up.
Oh.
Season 49 just started. And Big Brother 27 ended. And I'm glad the guy I didn't want to win didn't win.
Yeah. Woo! We hate that guy.
And then I'm trying to catch up on Love Island Games, which is my like most like lowest of the low of my reality shows.
Yeah.
Just. Yep. Anyways.
Love Island Games.
Speaking of games, I guess reroute back to talking about.
No.
Look, we're on the long stretch.
The long stretch. Oh, I mean, we've been on the long stretch. You mean the home stretch? What are you talking about?
I home stretch, but still so far.
It's like you're on the home stretch, but not really. You're only like 2/3 of the way through the Odyssey, but you still got to do the thing where he like crashes and is alone on that island for like 3 years. God, I forgot they're making an Odyssey movie. That's weird. How are they going to do that? It's got to be multiple parts. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll do it. We'll talk about the TV show. Let's go.
Okay.
There's
some pickles in between.
Chihaya Furu, season 3, episode 13, is called Yet It Is I Who Withers and Wilts. We open on Chihaya whispering something to Arata in a very intimate way, and Taichi is like, damn it! I knew this would happen! It's all because I didn't make it into this tournament myself! She finishes talking to Arata, and then he asks her what she said, and she told him something that she noticed. And Taichi's like, but why are you giving him hints? Don't we want Dr. Harada to win? But Chihaya counters that she just wants everyone to play their best because she just wants everyone to have fun.
Boo.
That's your shirt. You just
bad
said
ally. Oh.
Boo. We hate it when everyone has fun.
I forgot I'm wearing this shirt.
You just talked about it.
That's what I don't have any skin in the game.
This is how much Sarah has grown to dislike Chihaya, even when she's doing something nice. No, bad. Everyone is shocked that Dr. Harada resigned his last match, but they think that getting time to recover is probably worth it to him. Dr. Harada tweets about being in the finals.
Does he?
Yes.
I missed this.
Oh, yeah. It's like the old Twitter interface, but it's totally Twitter. Like, he's just, I don't remember what he tweets, but he does use hashtag Karna, which is extremely funny. He's a poster.
He understands hashtags.
Oh, dude. Do you think he followed like horse ebooks back in the day? You think he was like a real, he's like checking in on the drill tweets?
You know, I couldn't tell you anything about Dr. Harada other than he plays Karada and is a doctor.
You think he gets on like,
I can't tell you much else.
You think he's like, maybe this is why they don't like him, because he's like shit talking everybody online.
Oh, maybe.
I bet that's true.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet he also does it with like the medical community. He's like shit talking medical research as it comes out. Mm. I know some people that did stuff like that. Very funny.
Mm. I'm eating pickles, okay? It's fine.
Are you eating them into the mic like ASMR? Like, are people gonna have to listen to you eating pickles?
Nuh-uh. My mic is good right now.
Okay. If I hear you eat a single pickle in the playback, I'm gonna throw my phone on the ground.
They're chips or slices, so I don't, it's not like I'm chomping into it.
I'm gonna tweet mean things at you on Twitter in the past, not current Twitter, which is a cesspool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right, before the second match starts, Haruka's kid gives her a flower and calls her a queen, and she's like, I'm not queen yet, but then she's like, I'll just take it, it's fine. You don't know what you're saying. And then she puts it in her hair. That's cute. This is cute.
Sorry, say that again. Sorry. Pepper keeps trying to eat my plushies. They're mine.
Okay.
Sorry.
Haruka's kid gives her a flower.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yes, this was cute.
Yep. And then Megumu puts on her headband and like wraps herself in the headbands of the creepy photography guys.
Yeah, they're going to, because it like goes in her armpit. So she sweats on it and then they're like, yeah.
I'm so shocked we didn't get a scene where that happens. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of creepy guys coming back.
Yeah, I did have someone say, would you sell like dirty socks or something once?
Uh-huh. That's cool. Being a streamer.
I did not entertain.
Being a streamer and a woman must be so fun. It sounds so good. And like you have normal interactions with people all the time.
For the most part, mine is fine. I've had a few like things, but I think if I was presenting myself in a different way, I'd probably get a lot more people pestering me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that happens in the show. Everyone is like, what the hell is going on with these two? Why are they all accessorizing? Chihaya sees this and thinks that they're lucky to be in the finals, and then she tells Taichi that if he would have won, then he could have been here. Wouldn't have that been cool?
Damn.
Oh my god.
Savage.
Why the hell did she say this to him?
Because she hates him.
Because she's awful. Then she turns to see Master Sua watching from outside while eating a sandwich. The match starts while Dr. Harada takes a nap, And Arata takes a walk because they're not playing the round two match. It's just Haruka and Megumu. A dark cloud falls over me as I realize this whole episode is going to be about Megumu and Haruka playing. The match goes and we get interspace comments from the Fujisaki coach about how Haruka is or isn't like how she used to be. I did not pay attention to any of this. But it lasts a while.
I'm just trying to add the commentary to make it more worthwhile to be watching it.
Anyway, Haruka wins and advances to the queen match. Woohoo!
Get wrecked, Megumu.
All this setup about Haruka being like, am I too old to win? And she friggin' stomps her. 2-0's her.
So now she's gonna go against Shinobu and we'll hear even more about how old she is.
Oh my god, you're right. It's gonna be, oh my god, you're so right. It's gonna be all that, isn't it?
Ugh. Yep. I think so. And about how young Shinobu is and how she used to be a young queen.
Yeah, damn. Time sure is rough on everybody, I guess. Anyway, Taichi sees that Chihaya left without him noticing because she didn't watch the whole match. The next match is about to start and Dr. Arata just woke up, so he's kind of groggy. But more importantly, Arata isn't back yet and everyone is like waiting for him to show up. Also, Chihaya incidentally also isn't here. So I was like, uh-oh, are they hanging out? But they're not. Arata finally shows up all refreshed. Chihaya still isn't back, so Sumire takes her seat instead. It's a good call because she's sick next to Taichi now.
Snooze you lose. That's right. You can grab his arm and surprise. I can't believe you took her card. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she should do that. Dr. Harada thinks that the new reader has gotten way better and they'll have an advantage because it's the lady from last episode where he's like, I used to hate you, but now I don't. Redemption. Dr. Harada takes the first card, but Harada is real cool about it. Like, he doesn't even care. He's too busy acting like his grandpa, because that's what he's doing in round two.
Taichi had to pretend to be him, and now he's pretending to be his grandpa.
Yep, if you're ever losing a card, just pretend to be a different guy.
Mm-hmm.
We get a reveal of what Chihaya said to him, which is that she said to him that Arata alone can't beat Dr. Harada. So instead, Arata is going to act like his grandpa. That's the plan. Role play. Outside, we see Chihaya and Suo hanging out eating pastries. Chihaya thinks about the mascot on the pay tree is perhaps more popular than Daddy Bear and is sad about it. I think it's Snowmaru, right?
Yep.
Yep. It used to be niche and now it's mainstream.
Well, I guess if he's making pastries, maybe he's just basing it off the one that Shinobu's into, because she's always wearing that stuff. So he's like, oh, that must be what's popular.
I bet that's exactly what's happening. Although we learned later that Suo's like a teacher.
Yeah.
So maybe he knows.
Maybe he's like a TA or something.
Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Yeah, because he hasn't graduated yet, right? He's like...
Yeah, you know, he's like in his last... He's like graduating. A super-duper senior.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Suo asks Chihaya if she should really be here instead of at the tournament, and she's like, damn, you're right, dude, I really should be at the tournament in the finals, it should have been me. She asks Suo why he always hands out pastries, and he says that they're full of vitamins, which I don't think is true.
Yeah, nope.
Then she asks why he speaks so softly, and he's like, is that really what you want to ask to me? Is that why we're here? Are you free to ask me why I talk quiet? Suo starts doing a cool guy walk away when a kid nails him in the head with a volleyball because he is lame. It knocks his glasses off and Chihaya picks them up and looks through them like she's flirting.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not because she's Chihaya. She asks if he'll play her sometime and he's like, oh, yeah, is that all you wanted to ask? Because, you know, I don't have a girlfriend. But Chihaya cuts him off when she notices the time. The third match is starting soon. What do we think the age difference between Suo and Chihaya is?
No. It doesn't matter. She's a minor.
She's what, 16? And he's probably 24, 25?
Something like that.
Okay, cool. Why would you think a high schooler was into you? And why would you be interested in a high schooler?
Yeah, no.
This is the same gag that he did with her cousin last episode, but at least he isn't related to her.
Yeah.
So that's better.
Stepping it up.
I guess. What's with this show? Why is the show like this?
Okay. I do think if we didn't have that part where he's too old, like, this bit would be funny.
Yeah.
The way it comes up, but it's like, I don't know what it is with this show. Maybe there's some author, like, interviews, like, what the hell, or something.
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly also supposed to be a joke.
If they'd done any other series, I wonder what if it's like the same thing happening there.
Yeah, I don't know, but this sucks. Anyway, she grabs his hand and drags him off. And Suo's like, wow, a girl likes me. I don't have a girlfriend. And Shia's like, cool, I don't have a girlfriend either. We gotta go, dude. They run off with Suo thinking that a high school girl wants to be his girlfriend. Cool. Back at the match, Arata is being his grandpa so hard that he's totally changed his card arrangement, which is messing up Dr. Harada. Everyone hates how Arata is playing because it's unpredictable and weird, but it's also working, I guess. Arata thinks about how his grandpa's opinion would have been in the first match, and then Dr. Harada thinks about the one time he played Arata's grandpa and realizes that Arata is trying to be his grandpa, and he's like, I played him! But then Dr. Arata double faults and freaks out, but then gets it back together. He's currently down by 5 cards, so it's not looking good for him. But he's having a good time, so good that he feels young again. And then his knee hurts him, and he remembers that he exists in a time and place. And then he looks out the window to see young Master Suo and Shihai outside. He's like, damn, these young kids. I gotta play this guy if I win this. Suo tells Shihaya that Dr. Harada is a great player, and if he got to pick, he'd choose him as his opponent as we cut to credits.
Yes, because he already dissed Harada last time.
Yeah, because Harada sucks.
You'll be a master, but not the next master.
Yeah, you're not. You aren't engaging enough to watch, he says.
Uh-huh, yes.
There we go.
I guess the master match must be 2 out of 3, so he'll have the same issue going against Suo. I'm assuming Suo will just obliterate him each round.
I think it's 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5? Yeah. Oh my god, Dr. Harada is screwed.
Yeah, that's gonna be a rough day for him.
Yeah.
Yep, so we get to talk with Suo a little bit. He's weird, but kind of the same. Kind of what you thought.
Yeah.
Arata's being his grandpa.
No one can just be cool, huh?
No. Nobody can be cool.
With them. Okay. Well, that's
yep.
One.
Do you have any other
down?
Ideas about this episode? I don't really have much to say about it. The big thing happens next episode.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Episode 14 is called The Emotions Experienced. We open back up on the match. Dr. Harada sees Suo and thinks that if Suo wins one more time, he'll be an eternal master, because I guess that just means you're a master 5 times in a row.
You know what? It's Suo and then Sudo and then Harada and Harada.
Yes.
You just got a lot of names.
Yes.
Beam, beam.
Yeah, it's terrible. Ugh. It's awful. Anyway, nobody wants Suo to be an eternal master, so he tries to lock in so he can challenge Suo for the master title. Outside, Suo gives Chihaya his scarf, and it sucks. Anyway.
I know, he's calling her his wife.
Yeah, it's aggressively bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's time to stage a comeback, everyone. Dr. Harada is currently down 13-7, so he's down by 6. Taichi wonders if Dr. Harada was right for dedicating everything to Karda, and then he wonders if he was right dedicating his youth to Karda, too. He's like, what if I end up with nothing but regrets? Which is a great thing to ask yourself, Taichi. After you've already basically done it.
Uh-huh.
We get a series of flashbacks about Dr. Harada from the other society leader guy. Basically, Dr. Harada has been obsessed with Karda his entire life, even through his residency and everything.
Yeah. He just
loves it. He's just all about it.
Yeah. Well, I like we get another callback to the wooden Karda thing. The first.
Yeah. Where Sakuba's from. Cause he's like, he does like a residency there, and he's like, this place sucks. It was very funny.
Yeah. So it's all, he just wasn't in the right place for work. And then, so he, you know, in his prime wasted away.
Yep. Getting a job, doing a career.
Boo.
Don't get a career. Just play Karda. What are you doing? Come on. You're an anime man. You're not real.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let's see. On the next take, Dr. Harada uses so much force to swipe the card, he falls onto the playing field and messes up the entire board. But
made me think of Nishida with his little barrel roll.
Yeah.
In season 1.
Yes, but he did get the card, so that's good enough. On the next hand, he does it again, and it's ridiculous.
How do you? I guess you really have to memorize it to put it back in place.
Yeah, it's just very, because he like really messes up everything every time, so they have to redo the whole board twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But Arata's like, it's cool, I'm calm, like my grandpa, and he just puts the board back together. Dr. Arata thinks about his past and how getting older means your hearing isn't as good, and there's nothing you can do about it, but you can have good game sense. Remember that one time I'm able to defeat the 50-50 card draw using my experience game sense? That's from getting old. Dr. Hirata accidentally touches a dead card, but Arata is too chicken to press the issue. He's like, I didn't touch that. And Arata's like, okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Arata's trying to play like his grandpa, but now it's sort of working against him because he's not as good as defending as his grandpa was. So like the less cards there are, he's having to defend more and he's not very good. So there is a weakness of role playing when you have to do the stuff you're not good at. Dr. Grotta.
Yeah. If you're not good at it, you're not good at it.
You can't fake your way into talent or skill. Yep. Mm-hmm. Dr. Grotta has just won 4 cards in a row. So the gap is narrowed. Chihaya comes inside to see the match closer up and she thinks about her progression throughout the series. The match continues and it's real close. It comes down to the wire and both of them swipe on a dead card. But Arata is the one who hit it first, so he takes the loss. And Dr. Hirata wins by 2 cards. Everyone is excited, and well, Dr. Hirata thanks the reader of that. And he's like, you also helped me win. Were you going to say?
Yep. Oh, it was a close match.
Close match. Yep. Pretending to be your grandpa does pretty well, but it can't give you the whole way.
That's right.
Chihaya is sobbing when Taichi asks Chihaya where she got this scarf. Where did you get this scarf? And she's like, oh, Suo gave it to me. And he's like, well, you got to give it back to him. So he takes it to return it to Suo.
Yeah, he does.
Arata is bummed by his loss and lies down thinking about what he could have done to win. But mostly he was thinking about Chihaya. Maybe that's why I lost, is because I kept thinking about this chick. During the match, I wasn't being present in the moment.
Mm.
Or maybe he should have just been playing like himself and not like his grandpa. I don't know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chihaya comes to tell Arata that he played great and it was a really interesting match. Arata asks Chihaya how she would have played if she was in the match. And she says she plays offensively and goes faster and is more determined she goes even faster. She speeds up. Big animation moment. I don't know why I said that. Because it's a big animation
her
moment.
Her answer was like, not very
the money is back. We're doing a big animation moment where she talks about how she like goes faster the more determined she is. She's like, I'm really into playing offensively and like putting my whole soul in it. And it's like, light stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Arata thinks
it's
about
not like a strategy.
It's not. This is just what she's like. And then Arata thinks about Child Chihaya again and is like, damn, I sure think about you a lot. And then he tells her that he loves her. Big moment.
Ooh.
Right out loud after you lost the biggest match of your life.
Yeah. So it's like, to her, it's super nonchalant.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then he gets embarrassed afterwards, but it's like,
yep.
Did he mean to say? Well, it felt like he did it with intention, but then he's like embarrassed afterwards. So it's like, did it just slip out or?
I don't know. But he does tell her.
It can't be. It's not a friend love,
no.
Right? This is romantic. It can't be interpreted any other way.
Yep. He tells her that he loves her just right there in the room so everyone can hear. Sumire and Connor are like, oh, fuck. Did he just say that?
Yes. Yep. Because they've both been tracking it. And Taichi's gone.
Taichi's not here. He didn't see this.
Oh, boy. It's for the best he didn't.
Then Arata continues saying that Taichi might have told her, but he's going to go to college in Tokyo so they can play Karda together if she wants. And then he gets embarrassed and leaves. Chihaya has said nothing throughout this time and then just kind of slumps over.
Yep. Yep. She's so good at handling things.
Not graceful at all.
Maturely.
Outside, Taichi catches up with Suo just as Suo gets nailed in the head with a ball from Haruka's kid. That's a pretty good bit.
He deserves it. Yeah. Get him.
Taichi gives the scarf back and Suo asks what Taichi is to Chihaya. And he's like, ooh, that's kind of a loaded question, man. But then he decides he really just wants to go for it in his youth. So he says that he's her boyfriend. So like, please be mindful of that. Stop hitting on my friend who's a high schooler. And Suo is like, oh, no. Mm. And runs on. He just runs away like a cartoon man.
Taichi!
Haruka, who's also at the park, is like, oh, is the last round over? Should we go back? And Taichi's like, yeah. And she compliments him on being so manly. If only this were true.
Well, God, it all happens this episode.
Oh, yeah. The award ceremony happens and no one can find Chihaya. Morale and Arata debrief about the game, but Arata just keeps thinking about love. Hmm, that's weird.
Boo!
why am I thinking about love so much? No, is it because I just confessed to my friend out of the blue and she didn't say anything? I didn't wait for her answer.
Nope.
Elsewhere, Shinobu was playing Karada by herself. Suddenly, she gets a call from a crying Suo. He has called her back, or he's tried to call her back three times because she just keeps hanging up on him. And she's like, all right, what do you want? Why do you keep calling me? But he's just calling to tell her who won the game. Shinobu is shocked to hear that Arata lost. She's like, that guy lost? How'd he lose? Suo explains that sometimes experience can trump youth and tells her to be careful about an experienced player who also won the women's final. Haruka is old too. Mm-hmm. You might be in danger, he says.
Maybe she's going to be like mad at Arata if he confesses that he's distracted by a girl. And she's going to be like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
Haruka is everything. For sure. You know, you dummy. Yep.
Suo hangs up and his students gossip about him. They say that he's very weird, but they all think he's actually a pretty good teacher, I guess. Is this from the Karada Club? Who are these kids? Is this from the college?
No, I'm the it seemed like, I feel like night classes is a like exam prep kind of thing.
Oh, like, is this like a part-time job?
You know, it seems like it maybe. Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know what he's majoring in. Maybe he's freaking majoring in teaching or something. And this is just,
that could be true. They did say he had a part-time job that he'd probably go full-time at. So
yeah.
That would make sense.
No, that's right. Yes. That's yes. Yep.
Back at home, Shinobu is trying not to let what Suo said get to her as we cut to credits. So much stuff happened this episode.
Age.
It feels like it should be a big deal.
I know. Oh my God, you're right. Cause I kind of was like, forgot it was a thing until you.
Yeah. But they can't backtrack from this anymore, right? Like we're gonna deal with the romance subplot.
No,
I'm gonna be so mad if we don't. I'm gonna be so mad.
Well, I mean, Chihaya could have. Well, if she was more contemplative, she would have been like, "Why didn't Taichi tell me Arata was moving to Tokyo?" And be mad about it. But nope. She's not gonna think about that. And she got confessed to, which we've seen in the past, right? Where there was like that one guy in the subway who asked her out and she's like, oh, should I date him?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Gets flustered anytime someone hits on her, but now it's like the guy that she's kind of been into.
The guy that she said so she loves last season.
Yeah. Yep. So like, we gonna do something about that? Taichi's gonna actually be destroyed.
Seems like it should matter. Seems like this should be important.
And then Taichi, you know, like, I don't know. Is he going to be like more direct now?
I don't know.
If this is like a sign of him.
Because he's like, God. Oh, I'm going to pretend to be her boyfriend so Suo stops hitting on her, which is just a good friend thing to do. Like, even if it's not.
Yep.
But also, what does that mean, man?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So at least he solved that problem.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess one more episode.
One more episode that doesn't quite answer any of these questions, but we do get a little bit of that. So. Let's see how it goes. Mm-hmm. Episode 15 is called As Helpless Autumn Leaves Are Caught Against the Flow. We open on Chihaya at home. Her brain is fried from hearing that Arata say that he loves her. She's still processing it. Also, in the background, Chitose and her mom are like contemplating her weird role on TV where she plays
she's in like a fat suit or something.
Yeah, it's like a TV show about how an app on your phone makes you fat. And she is like plays the first victim of that or something. It's very weird. I like this.
Yeah,
this is a good gag where it's just like my sister is doing some weird shit in the background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
But hey, she made it on a TV show. That's pretty good. From Skip Beat. We know that that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Skip Beat.
Back at school, everyone is studying for exams. Chihaya is still zoinked out, and Taichi's like, what is wrong with you? Why are you like this? Kana seems like she's about to tell Taichi about what happened, but Sumire drags her out first, and they discuss whether or not they should tell Taichi what they heard. Sumire says that they should wait for Chihaya's answer before telling Taichi, otherwise who knows what Taichi's gonna do? And then she's like, also, obviously, Chihaya and Arata should be together, and Taichi should stay single. Come on, Kana! This is the mm-hmm. ending we want. Mm-hmm. But Kana is not convinced. Eventually, back in the room, Taichi mentions Arata's name and Chihaya is like, huh? I'm listening. Because she is totally spaced out, except for this thing. And then she's like, oh, hey, you knew that Arata was going to come to college here, right? But before he can answer, Satomu is like, hey, if you guys are going to talk about some bullshit, can you just do it somewhere else? I'm actually trying to study for exams. So Chihaya leaves because she's all skittish.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Satomu, for saving us, for saving Taichi.
That's right. Well, maybe he'll get, if Taichi's distracted by this love stuff, he'll get top rank for once.
That's good, because we can get a little bit where Satomu's like, Taichi is still number one, but if I, Satomu, can become number one, then maybe I'll have enough confidence to ask out Kana.
Ooh.
But then he's like, I don't know what that, and then he psychs himself out, so who knows? But he should, because Nishida's out of the running. No. He sucks at everything now, so.
Oh my god, he's not even a character anymore.
Not even a character. Nishida gets bored and starts talking about how he doesn't want to study, and he just wants to hang out. He's like, why are we all studying? And then Tsukuba gets sad because he remembers that his brothers are probably too old to believe in Santa Claus, which was very funny.
What? Oh, I didn't know this part.
Yeah. He just starts crying and he's like, I think my brothers are too old to believe in Santa Claus. And Sumire's like, what
that's
the hell
funny.
Are you talking about?
That's funny.
It's pretty good. I like that bit.
Yeah, that is good.
Chihaya and Kana talk in the hallway about some bird they see, and Kana thinks about a time she talked with her mom about life-changing moments in her life, and she's like, maybe that's happening to you, Chihaya. But she doesn't say that. They just hold hands instead. And while it seems like Chihaya is having a big moment, instead she tells Kana that she wants to play a match like the one in the final soon. And Kana is like, God damn it, I hate this girl. The Carter Club walks home as leaves fall from the trees. Samire is thinking to herself, she's like, damn, I really gotta find a way to get with Taichi. If Chihaya dates Arata, that'll leave him wide open, but he might be so devastated that he won't want to date me. So she's like, what am I supposed to do here? I can't make any moves. Suddenly, Chihaya gets a call from an unknown number. It's Sudo. Somehow we're not done with this asshole. Sudo says that actually a different guy wants to talk to her, and he hands the phone over to Suo, who's also there. So Suo and Sudo get to hang out together, and I get to say both their names in the same sentence some more.
Well, it's like, how does he have her number? Also, don't give a high school girl's number to this guy who just says he knows
her.
This
is a bit, because Chihaya's like, who is this? And Sudo's like, it's Sudo. We traded numbers last year. You don't remember this? And she's like, I never put your name in the phone.
Oh, okay.
And then he hands the phone to Suo, so it's not like he's giving her number.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Suo tells her if she still wants to play the match, he'd be willing to. And Taichi is like, hell yes, say yes. And then he says yes into the phone for her, because he wants to be the master, guess.
Mm-hmm.
Back at school, Chihaya talks with her teacher about what subject she'd want to teach if she was a teacher, and she says she hasn't decided, but at least her social studies scores are better, so I don't know, maybe that's an option besides PE. And then the teacher goes on a long tangent about doorknobs or something, I don't know, this part was really boring. It's like her like homeroom teacher who's like that sputtering old man, and like the counselor they have for the Carta Club talking about how life has many doors, Ed Boy. A reference to Ed and Eddie.
Oh.
Anyway.
You know what? I did watch that. I can't say I remember anything about it except for that there's plank.
I need you to edit this sound clip into the episode.
Life has many doors, Ed Boy.
Okay.
Sweet.
Anyway, back to the summary and not bullshit. I want you to edit into the episode.
Okay.
Taichi and Chihaya go to Tokyo U, the top college in Japan, where Suo and Sudo go to, I guess. They're like, wait, these guys are smart? What the hell? But then they get a text saying that actually they practice at their society and they just wanted to like go them to go to the college to be like, look, it's a college. But I think they do actually go to that college.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how Suo got in, but whatever.
It's got to be he's got to be a nepotism hire, right?
Oh, totally. No.
It's got to be like affirmative action for like shitty boys.
He's got the card of
we have to maintain the patriarchy, so we got to let our dumbest assholes in.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, they go to the Carta Club and Suo is cooking. Also, Sudo asks if Taichi and Chihaya are dating, but they just ignore him because Suo probably mentioned it to Sudo.
Mm.
Suo is informed that the national match is not going to be broadcast this year, and he's sad. Also, he hates Taichi for maybe dating Chihaya. But also, everybody at this Carta Society seems to actually like Suo here, and, like, I thought everybody hates him. But no, people just hate playing against him. So, it turns out people are just normal about him otherwise. Chihaya goes to play him, while Taichi asks to play against Sudo. Jihaya thinks about how she's going to play the master, the guy Arata's going to play, or Dr. Harada's going to play. Not Arata. I mean, Arata maybe will play him one time. Hey, remember how Arata said that he loved her? That's crazy. Anyway, I got to lock in. So she locks in. Their match starts and Suo is really good. He doesn't even try to go for multi-syllable cards. He has 28 single-syllable cards, so he doesn't really need to try all that hard for the other ones. Chihaya starts taking some cards and thinks that she can compete, but then she starts to fault, and then she faults again, and then she faults again. And Suo thinks to himself that Suo almost never takes all 25 cards. He usually only takes about 20. Instead, his strategy is to, like, bluff on dead cards to get his opponents to fault. And he's actually, like, really good at that. And so he's always basically in control of the game because everybody's afraid of him. Back in his own game, Sudo's like, damn, Taichi's way different now. He's, like, more precise and calmer. This sucks. Taichi looks over at Chihaya's game and sees that it's 13 to 27. And he's like, 27? How did she gain two cards? How is that even possible?
That's not bad.
Yeah, but now Chihaya is so afraid of faulting that she isn't even attacking cards that she, like, could easily get. She's like, I gotta listen harder, and tries to get back into the game. Ultimately, she loses by 14 cards, but she really hung in there, and Suo tells her that she's interesting. It's great that you don't lose motivation like most players do. But then he says if her goal is to become queen, she won't make it, as we cut to credits.
Hey, Joe, yeah. You want to know something?
What?
I didn't finish this episode. I got to the part where she's talking to her teacher about
it. Did you just stop watching it? What happened?
I don't know.
How did you not watch the episode? There's credits.
I don't know.
Gotta go to the credits roll.
I guess I must have stopped and not realized I didn't finish it.
God,
so I was
Sarah.
Just like, uh-huh. Yep. Last episode recap.
Well, anyway, this stuff happens.
Spoiler for me. Yep. Oops.
I can't believe you don't see this scene. The one where we get to learn how Suo plays, and it's actually kind of interesting.
I'm gonna see it right after we finish recording.
I cannot believe this. Anyway, I like this. I like how Suo actually plays in a way that's interesting and is basically like, everybody is so afraid of him because he says that he has 28 single syllable cards that they all feel like they need to, like, do something special, and he can get them all to constantly make mistakes. It's like, yeah, the only time somebody is playing, like, fundamentally different than anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is great. I think that's fun. And also, I understand why everybody hates playing against him, because it's not a normal game.
Yeah, totally.
So
yeah,
this makes sense. This is good. I like this. I wish there was more of this stuff where there's, like, distinct styles of play.
Totally. Love this part.
You didn't watch it. Get out of here. Ugh.
Oops.
Well, how did you feel about it? Listening to it. What's your blind read of it?
I'm excited to watch it. Well, I like that we get more, like, look at Taichi being cool and making progress. So hopefully the next episode shows more of that.
Yeah, I'm a little sad we're not done with Suo, but
never.
Whatever.
Never.
Are we ever gonna be done with anybody?
Never. No. Nishida.
We basically aren't done with Nishida. You're right.
Yep. He probably made it to the cover of one of the manga volumes and he's not even here.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Well, what, three more episodes now?
What?
Of our coverage? No, how many more?
Of
episodes?
The show?
Of Chihaya. Of Chihaya. Our coverage of Chihaya.
Of ours. Yeah, three more.
Okay.
Yep. The next episode is a recap. We're going to skip that 15.5. We're just going to watch six. I'll probably still watch it. Maybe. I'm going to skip through it. But I'll probably not have much to say about it. What do we think is going to happen? We got what, 9 episodes left?
I think maybe. I mean, they must finish on the master match. And
yeah,
so
right.
I guess up to that point, it'll probably be like trying to help Dr. Harada train a bit and more just like maybe character dynamics, relationships.
Do you think they're going to resolve
this episode?
This does not feel like the end of the manga. Like, it does not feel like it got to the end.
No, it's not. Jenny said there's like 50 volumes.
Yeah.
So this is super duper not the end of the story.
There's 200 and what? We know how many chapters there are, right? There are.
Episode covers 3 chapters.
So if each episode covers 3 chapters, there's a total of 247 chapters. Sure. So 247 divided by 3 is 82, and there are 74 episodes.
No, okay, we did this math before. Where are you getting the chapter number from?
Wikipedia? Yeah.
Because
volume 50 has verse 246 in final verse, and then a side story, according to Wikipedia.
Well, no, because I would imagine the show ends as they're, like, seniors in high school.
I don't know if that's true, though. This is the thing.
I feel like that's the ending point.
Because, like, we're...
And then flash forward to college.
We're missing, like, there's 9 episodes of content that hasn't been in there, which also makes me think that maybe they just skipped some chapters or put 4 chapters in an episode or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, how far have you read?
None. Oh, yeah, right, it's anyway. Not officially translated. Okay. I guess I'll have to watch. I guess since I'll never have it physically, they only have it, like, digitally translated, which is annoying. Just print it for me, please. Maybe I will just freaking read it.
Yeah, because that's online. Looks like they published. Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever. It's whatever. I don't believe that this is anywhere close to finishing the manga series.
No,
whatever.
I mean, they clearly didn't do
Maybe
that.
They did different. Maybe it's just different from the anime. That happens sometimes on shoujo.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like we're going to arrive.
I feel like it happens more in shoujo than shonen.
Mm. These are good covers. I'm looking at the covers. They look good.
Oh. Are they cool?
Yeah, they're very colorful.
I've got volumes 2 and 3.
It's just like everybody wearing a cool hakama, everything.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that's our coverage of episodes 13, 14, and 15.
Dude. I'm reading the descriptions of different volumes. Volume 30 is a thing that hasn't happened yet.
See? Don't read it. Don't spoil things. But see, there's no way.
I'm not going to... What? We're in volume 24.
I don't know. Okay.
It seems like.
See, so that's only like halfway through what they have out in the manga.
How are they taking this long in the show? They're like dragging their heels so hard in the show.
Well, I wonder if this is what other sports animes do too. I don't know what the pacing show versus manga, because I've never owned a sports manga before.
Yeah, we're on volume 24 right now. Literally halfway.
Okay. Interesting. Well, so yeah, if we're not satisfied with the ending of the anime, I guess we can just, for fun, read it on
our own. Why did they adapt this like this? Why did they like half the speed?
Mm-hmm.
How many chapters hold on, let me see which chapter is on 25. Like, how many literal chapters have we done? This is important to me.
Okay. It's super interesting.
All right, chapter 25. How many verse? What verse do you think that is? I mean, I guess you know it's half, right? 133.
Don't ask me number things.
In 75 episodes of television, you have adapted less than one chapter. No, less than 2 chapters per episode.
That can't be right. There's so much happens in these episodes.
I don't know.
Sometimes
it must be. I mean, the numbers can't lie. I mean, maybe they spent a lot of time like with the actual action. I don't know. I haven't read it. So like when you read it, do they spend a lot of time on like a specific match? Is a match like a whole chapter?
Let me pull up my reference.
Or do they just kind of like go through it? Because they padded this somehow. They had to have padded this. And I don't know what they padded it with. But it had to be kind of significant.
Maybe all the extra stuff is the shitty dudes.
They just padded it with shitty guys we don't like. I'd believe that.
Okay, because the end of the first book, we are bringing Kana in.
Okay. Kana of the joins. First volume? Yeah, okay.
The second volume.
Okay. Let me look at season 1, see where that happens.
Match. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's like episode 7 when she joins. That's 11 chapters. It means they're going slow. They're slow walking it. Because we spent 3 episodes in that first flashback.
Oh, the freaking flashbacks.
I think the flashbacks just killed it.
Beginning. I'm going to keep going back to the flashback. God.
Well, this is fascinating. I don't know how they made this show, but this is why. I think it's why this has the pacing. I keep being like, oh, this is the end of Chihaya Furu. It is not even going to be the halfway, which means we're going to miss all of the payoff for everything that's been building up. We're going to be unresolved again.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever finish shoujo anime?
Yeah, well, a lot of shoujo are only 7 volumes. But also they change it sometimes. Well, okay, I'm thinking of like a specific one. Full Moon is 7 volumes of manga. I think it's a 50 episode show, but it diverges from the story of the book drastically. And I feel like there's definitely fillers in that.
Okay.
Because she does kind of transform, but not in a magical girl way. But I don't know if they then tried to make it longer to be like magical girl style. But yeah, most like 7 volumes is pretty like a lot of them. That's about where 7 to 10 volumes, I would say, most series are.
Mm-hmm.
But even like Kamisama Kiss has 25 volumes. And there's only 2 seasons of that. So that's unresolved.
Man.
Skip Beats unresolved.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, because like when we talk about when we do our list of like the best shows we watched, I feel like The Rose of Versailles has an advantage because it was completed.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my God, you're right. Maybe because shoujo's more successful as a manga format, they just similar to how they make like shitty anime series based off Otome games, it's more of an advertisement for like the game than it is for the series. It's like maybe they're just making the first season of a shoujo to get people interested and then they buy the manga to finish the story or something.
Yeah. I guess it's also like really adaptation heavy. Like there are some, there's.
Or maybe just older ones.
Uh huh.
Finished.
Yeah. But I guess like. Like there's tons of shonen that just isn't an adaptation, right? Like it's just an original thing. And there's lots of anime that's just an original thing. Like it's not an adaptation. But
yeah. Oh, is there any shoujo
that's not adapting something?
That's an interesting question.
Maybe that is what makes the difference here.
Probably not.
Well, something we can maybe look at.
Yeah. If you know the answer, dear listeners, you can let us know by
emailing us at shoujopod@gmail.com. I didn't know if that's what you were leading me to. I'm like, leave a comment. I don't know.
Yeah. Giving you your segue. You're welcome.
Yeah, there's the segue. Please like and subscribe. Wait, please rate us 5 stars on your podcast platform of choice. We
follow.
What?
All the stuff
on everything,
all
yeah.
the things, anything you can do,
yep.
do it.
Do all the stuff. Do it all. You know what? I know you are doing it. You should. I don't know. Maybe you did do it. Do it again. Unlike it, and then so you can relike it.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh man,
we're having a good time. We're having a good time with Chai Furu. We got 3 more episodes of this, and then we will be watching something else. Maybe we'll watch a short thing.
Yeah, I'm like changing my mind.
Interspersed.
We're covering next.
Yeah. Nice little one.
So did we learn anything again with the minors? Don't try to hit on minors. How many times do we have to tell you?
Pretending to be your grandpa can only take you so far. You can only pretend to be your grandpa for so long before it doesn't work in your favor anymore.
Don't. If you have a super obscure hobby that will make you no money, forgo a successful career as a doctor if it's going to cost you the hobby.
Yeah. No, that's true. I believe that. Yeah, your hobby is more important than your job where you presumably help
your
people.
Livelihood.
Who cares about that?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that is the end of this episode. I hope you all enjoyed our coverage and our speculation of the pacing of this show.
Why it's like this.
I'm going to go watch the
I
rest
cannot
of
believe you didn't watch it.
15. And I'll probably just watch episodes 16, 17, and half of 18.
Just
going to
roll right into
it. Keep it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah. Catch you guys next time.